Water worlds, or more appropriately, water moons, sported endless miles of pristine beaches and every kind of water sport, including deep sea exploration that would make Jacques Cousteau blush with envy. Endless entertainment was available to all members of that planet and the other planets in that solar system. The moons were not the same size, but many of them were as large as the Earth. The planet itself was enormous, bigger than Jupiter. Bill was forbidden to reveal these experiences to anyone other than the committee. The aliens were not afraid that Bill would leak out damaging information about them to the general public, or to his wife. They were concerned that Bill would look foolish to his wife and his friends if he revealed even a small portion of what he was shown. He had the discipline to keep from telling the general public, but it took extraordinary discipline to keep certain secrets from family and friends. The most difficult time for Bill came when the aliens took his own daughter and she woke up with her nose bleeding. He knew what happened to her and what she had been put through, but he had to make up a story about what might have caused her nose bleeding. When he was young, his parents told him it was something that happened to most children, and that's what he told to his daughter. His daughter was 12 when he came to know the aliens personally. He was present at one of her abductions and asked not to be invited to any more of them. It was difficult enough for him to watch someone else's child crying during some of the procedures and unable to console them. It was completely unbearable to watch his own child, especially when she looked up at him and cried, "Help me, Daddy," and he could do nothing but observe. Bill understood some of the things that took place and why. The things he didn't understand were the most painful. If Bill woke up one day and discovered that the aliens were doing evil things to him and his family, it would not matter. There is no way he could turn them off. The whole of the United States military or of the world cannot stop or hinder the aliens in any way. He was glad that down deep inside he believed the aliens to be good and worked willingly with them. But he did have a twinge of suspicion in the back of his mind. He never felt like he was a slave to the aliens. But because they were able to implant any reality into his mind, he was never completely sure of their true intentions. The aliens understood his suspicions and told him that his ability to be suspicious of them was proof that they did not have absolute control over him. If they did, they could easily mask over any doubts in his mind. Instead, since the aliens have the upper hand anyway, they are able to work with humans without glossing over all feelings of mistrust humans will have. Few humans are able to work with the aliens in the capacity that Bill and Dim did. The aliens go through an extensive process of elimination before they find a human they can divulge themselves to. Bill met others like himself while visiting the other planet. Not all of them were from Earth. Many who were not from Earth nevertheless shared similar characteristics as humans because they were from the same gene pool. Bill only met with 7 who were from other planets. The 7 represented 2 planets that were exact duplicates of Earth. There are billions of planets that are similar to Earth in the Milky Way galaxy, and there are billions of planets that are significantly different from Earth. Since the planets that are different had no relevance for Bill and the others he was with, they were not discussed. One of the highlights for Bill and the others with him was when an alien triggered a universal language in them. It was the first demonstration the aliens did for them, and it took place while he was with the first group, the group of 7 Bill called them. The first meeting was held in a magnificent courtyard somewhere in the main city. The alien spoke a single word to them. That word was an access code that triggered something inside of the brains of Bill and those with him. Once the alien spoke the word, a small area of the brain that was previously dormant in all 7 of them was activated. At that instant, they all began to talk to each other with the same language with ease. Bill was surprised to find out that there were 12 others like him from planet Earth. The 12 were in the second group that his first group merged with. Bill and the committee members had theorized earlier in the program that there had to be other countries on Earth with alien spacecraft and technology, but had no evidence of it. Bill was one of 2 Earthlings that spoke English. The aliens triggered that same language module in the larger group. One of the humans at the meeting asked the alien guy if they, the participants, could access this part of the human brain on their own once they returned to Earth. the alien told them they could not. It was not a language that was currently being spoken on Earth, although it was spoken on Earth thousands of years ago. Those from Earth like Bill were not there to share with each other what they did back on the planet Earth concerning secret programs. The intention of that particular visit was to broaden awareness among the members, and to learn a little more of what is involved in being a human in the galaxy. Bill, as did some of the others from Earth, expressed their feelings to the aliens that much was shown to them but little was given to them to understand. The aliens responded that not only do many levels of aliens exist, but so do many levels of human awareness. The understanding that any one human achieves depends on the level he or she is at. That alone determines what they can comprehend and keep for themselves when they leave and return to their planets. On Earth there are 7 levels. On other planets the range was in the hundreds of higher levels. The level a person obtained is not determined by intelligence alone, but comes from deep inside the soul. It was not for the aliens to elaborate on what that mysterious substance was. It was something that had to be determined by each individual. 2 out of the 12 humans at that convention were at level 7. Bill was not one of them. The rest had achieved the rank of level 5 or 6. Who was at what level was not disclosed. Humans would only know their level after they had expired, that was all that the aliens would to tell them. Once they returned to Earth, it was unlikely that Bill would see or meet any of the 11 people again. Throughout history, aliens recruited humans to do work for them. Bill and the others were the newest members of that fraternity. One of the things revealed to Bill at the convention was that not all aliens are benevolent. Some were evil and spend their time interfering with humanity. Bill was told that the craft he and the committee had in their possession was not damaged in an accident. It had been attacked by one of the ships belonging to the renegade aliens. The shipwreck could have been cleaned up with all signs of its existence kept secret by the aliens, but they were directed by others at a higher level of the Matrix to let it remain. The aliens allowed it to come into the hands of certain chosen people that were scheduled to be brought into the program. It also served to give the renegades a small victory since they were determined to give the world a sampling of the alien terror that loomed before mankind. The aliens let Bill know that these renegades made up a small band of aliens, and are a minor irritation in the universe. They are responsible for some of the sightings that are reported. The aliens are not here to make contact, they were here on Earth at the dawn of microbiological life on this planet. And they will be here when the time for humanity has expired. The renegades have taken people, and have done harm to a few, but even they and their deeds have a purpose. Posted by Lou Baldin at 10:07 AM. 7 comments links to this post labels, Area 51, Extraterrestrials, New Mexico, Roswell, UFO subscribe to. Posts, Atom in League with a UFO, 2nd edition.